Hello, my name is Katie Donovan, and this poem is entitled High Rack. End of the year, the line, my tether. He can scarcely eat or speak in far-off Germany. The children have coughs and fevers, and the white cat suffers her leukemia by losing her appetite. At the 11th hour, I get inspired. Try slivers of succulent lamb, which the cat suddenly adores. The phone rings. It's him, slurring whispers of reassurance that he's fine. The hospital's on holiday, so no more radiation. Upstairs, the children sleep, cosseted in my bed, breathing easily at last. I call my father's wife, greeting the new year on her own. We remember my dad. The big baritone of his song, knocking at the door with a coal in his hand, blowing on his pipes for Hogmanay. Recovery is so slow, it barely seems to move, and yet the progress a few days on is clear. He is eating eggs, getting ready to come home. The Lazarus cat enjoys reprieve by guzzling bellyfuls of everything she sees. The children help me hang the washing on the high rack, small arms lifting for the hanging slats. They've seen me leaping to pull down a sock, and now it's a new game. Flushed faces turned up, their little mouths are laughing. I am their giantess, all breasts and belly and legs. I hope I can stand this test until their father is strong again. I suppose to understand this poem, you have to have an image in your mind of a very old-fashioned laundry implement, which is a rack on a pulley with a rope where you can hang your drying clothes. So there's a double meaning, obviously, in the title. It refers to that kind of rack, but also the rack of torture where your energies are so devoured by so many concerns that you wonder, can you keep going? And the background of the poem involves my husband, Stephen, who at that point had been diagnosed with throat cancer and was at the Heidelberg Clinic getting chemo and radiation for same. And it was very hard for him. He lost his appetite and became very thin. And I was mostly in Dublin. I couldn't be with him all the time. So phone contact became incredibly difficult when he could hardly speak or eat. And I was very worried about him. So meanwhile, back on the home scene, I had a little white cat who was also dying of cancer. She had leukemia. I had two sick children. It was New Year's Eve. And I was very conscious also of my stepmother, who was alone because my father had died not that long before. So it was a very difficult New Year's Eve. But somehow there was a slight sense of things shifting just at the beginning of the new year, which I hope the poem includes, because you can be between a rock and a hard place, and a small step in the right direction can make a big difference in terms of just keeping your sanity. But there was still that hope there that my husband would come home, that our lives would resume, that I would be able to sort of relax and kick back a bit at some point.